track 7 and more news stories. And students have completed a nursing programme. Budding nurses in Teignbridge have been given the chance to join a new nursing cadet programme. South Devon UTC in Newton Abbott is working with the Royal College of Nursing and Torbay and South Devon NHS Foundation Trust so that students can take part in the programme, supported by His Royal Highness the Prince of Wales. This is the first time the scheme has been run in the South West, as the RCN are running it as a pilot programme with South Devon UTC. The aim is to give students the chance to watch nursing staff in action and get a better understanding of how to pursue a career in nursing. Participants are also awarded with a certificate to share with potential employers. The programme takes 55 hours to complete and includes teaching, learning and a 20-hour observational placement. 11 students from years 11, 12 and 13 are taking part in the programme, which is open to young people aged 16 to 25. The Newton Abbott students have now completed the taught element and attended 20 hours of placement at Torbay Hospital. They observed a range of specialisms and wards, including occupational therapy, physiotherapy, outpatients, fracture clinic, trauma ward, radiology, discharge lounge, and even day surgery, where the students got to put on scrubs and watch minor surgery. The health sciences specialism includes 4 qualifications in the prevention and control of infection, health and social care, child development and care and relationships, sex and health education. The students had excellent support from mentors at the hospital and dedicated staff team who guided them. Claire Plum, head teacher at South Devon UTC, said, "I am so proud of the students that have undertaken the nursing cadet programme, especially as the hospital staff commended our learners on their professionalism, punctuality and overall positive behaviour, saying they were a credit to the school. I know taking part in the programme has been tremendously helpful for some of our students who are now certain that they want to pursue a career in nursing. It has been a benefit to all participants as they have started to develop the professionalism, flexibility and tenacity needed to thrive in busy working environments."
School to host crowd of daffodils. The grounds of a primary school in Teignmouth will be a riot of colour in spring as pupils prepare to plant over 100 daffodils donated by a local garden centre. Our Lady in St Patrick's Nursery and Primary School received a donation of 100 daffodil bulbs along with pots and compost from Jack's Patch, part of the Otter Garden Centre Group in Bishop Stainton. "We were delighted to be invited to Jack's Patch. Scarlett and Isla Rose represented the school and couldn't believe how lucky they were," said head teacher Cathy Blanchford, who also went to the garden centre with teaching assistant Trina Evans.
Police engage with shops to tackle crime. In an effort to combat business crime in communities, Devon and Cornwall Police in South Devon recently took proactive action to protect local retailers and pursue offenders in the area. The intensified week of action resulted in officers speaking to nearly 150 retailers to provide them with crime prevention advice. 900 hours of patrols were carried out, including a mixture of high visibility and plainclothes patrols. A number of prolific offenders were arrested for shoplifting offences, with one receiving an 8-week prison sentence and another remanded. The outreach aimed to help business employees recognise suspicious behaviour and educate them about how to make their store less desirable for shoplifters. Chief Inspector Miranda Pusey, who heads up neighbourhood police teams across South Devon, said, "Business crime can take many forms, with each offence having a negative impact on both the retailers' livelihoods and the well-being of employees. We understand how frustrating it can be for businesses to be targeted by criminals." That's why we're focusing on strengthening our relationships with retailers across South Devon. Working together with shops enables us to share key safety and crime prevention tips while gathering information about prolific offenders to build our cases. This way, we can tackle business crime as a united front. We need support from our retailers to tell us what's going on so that we can build evidence against offenders while they need to know that we'll be there when they need us. Ultimately, we want to create a safer environment for both business owners and consumers. And there's a photograph of some of the officers about to start their high visibility and plain clothes patrol.
Fair celebrates Army charity. This year's Michaelmas Fair at Powderham Castle will be the perfect occasion to start your Christmas preparations and support a national charity. The event on November the 7th is in aid of Army Benevolent Fund and will feature an array of superb stalls from across the southwest, selling a wide variety of food, gifts and stocking fillers, and all set in the historic castle's stunning setting. For refreshments, the Courtney Cafe will be open all day, or you can visit Powderham Farm Shop and Bistro. In addition, there will be sponsors providing free valuations on your antiques and collectibles. So dig through your attic and bring along your hidden treasures. All profits from the fair will support Army Benevolent Fund, the Army's national charity. The charity's core purpose has not changed since it was formed in 1944, and it continues to ensure that all soldiers, veterans and their immediate families can live a life of independence and dignity now and in the future. The fair runs from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and parking is free. However, no dogs except assistance dogs are allowed inside the castle.
Remarkable recovery for rescued pony. A pony has made an amazing recovery after being seriously injured in an attack by another horse, thanks to the efforts of a Newton Abbott charity and its partners. Dakota, a 2-year-old skewbald Moorland gelding, was left bleeding badly with open bite wounds covering his entire body after being attacked by a stallion in a field in January this year. The mare and foal sanctuary, with help from the RSPCA, were called to his rescue, and the sanctuary nursed Dakota back to health before he was taken on by another equine charity, World Horse Welfare, to continue his recovery. Dakota's rescue and recovery shows how charities working together can ensure animals receive the care and support they need. Leah Brock, who's a field officer at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, was one of the first on the scene at the rescue. When I saw Dakota, I wasn't entirely certain of the extent of his injuries, but I knew it was bad, she said. He was extremely quiet and withdrawn. I knew we had to act fast because he didn't appear to be coping well. He had a high temperature, indicating a potential infection, along with his visual injuries. I just knew we had to help. I was really concerned. Dakota was taken to the Mare and Foal Sanctuary, where he received veterinary treatment and intensive care. However, the Newton Abbott-based charity was full and unable to take him on long term, so World Horse Welfare kindly offered Dakota a place at its farm in Somerset to continue his treatment and rehabilitation. Despite scarring on his neck and body, Dakota has recovered well and has now secured a new home where World Horse Welfare is confident that he will continue to thrive. The team at the Mare and Foal Sanctuary is delighted that Dakota is doing so well and that he's ready to move to his new home. Seeing pictures of him now, 9 months after the attack, makes me so proud to be able to do the job I do, Leah said. He fought so hard to recover from his injuries, and I feel thankful that the Mare and Foal Sanctuary and its supporters were able to play a part in that journey, said Leah. The Mare and Foal Sanctuary rescues horses and ponies that have been abandoned, neglected or abused, and it currently has nearly 600 horses and ponies under its care.